This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my God.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It's brain dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first? Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hello, beautiful people.
Sorry, I had a whole thing.
Sorry, happy Monday, happy week, happy whatever day you listen to this.
Yep.
One episode 147.
Yep. Sorry, guys, I'm just out of it. What a deal, baby, guys. It's your girl, Kiel Aubrey.
And it's my own royalty.
And we are back with another episode.
Another episode, darlings. We're 3 to 150.
147.
Because the other day I was thinking about how long we've been coming to Brent.
It's well over.
It's our 3-year anniversary soon, Brent. I hope you're going to give us a gift in October. Because you know, I love a date.
It was November.
The episode came out in October, sis.
It was November, no?
Okay, maybe then.
I think it's November.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me
see. Our first episode in Brent's studio was with Sid and...
Was it them? Yeah. I thought it was before that, you know.
No.
I thought it was the one before that.
What episode was that?
And it was, oh my gosh, it was like episode 19 or something crazy like that.
19? That's very early on in the pod.
So the one with Sid and them was 21.
21?
Yes, I know. 21.
I thought that was like 100, okay, not 100, because we just hit 100 recently, but like maybe like 60 something.
Yeah, I think it was November, actually.
That's very, very early.
Because we had the one where we said, so what if he cheats, this comes back home to me. Actually, yeah, that was in Southeast, I remember.
Southeast?
So yeah. I think it was episode 20.
That's crazy. We basically started our journey here.
Basically.
That's mad.
I'm going to claim that. This is our day one.
That is mad.
It's crazy. And now we're going to hit 150. I'm so proud of us. Look at us.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Well, how are you though?
I'm okay.
Good week?
Do you know what? Yes, I would say good week because I'm not going to say on the pod.
Okay.
But yeah, good week.
Because I would say good week.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so good week. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I'm going to say it, then I'm going to
clap. They're going to be annoyed. Okay,
so,
go on.
Yeah, so that's good week. After that, it's just been like, I've just been annoyed about stuff. Yeah. Just like little petty things.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, what about you?
I think it was all right week. I think I'm just really tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired, but I think it has been a good week as well. I can't complain.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think nothing special has happened. It's just work, really.
Honestly. And I feel like it's going like by so quickly as well.
Yeah, it's mad. It's actually March already.
It's scary.
Very scary scenes.
Because we literally just started January the other day.
So crazy.
And now we're... going to be here.
Yeah, very crazy.
March, June, July. It's basically summertime.
I'm looking forward to summer. I think it's going to be a hot girl summer.
I hope so.
Everybody's coming to wireless and I'm very excited.
Do you know what? I saw the lineup here and I thought this is very Esther.
Very. Like
Cardi B, City Girls, Nicki Minaj.
Do you know what I need? I just need City Girls to bring Santana with them.
Oh my gosh, imagine that's if you did. Material Girl.
That's all I need.
Oh, that'd
be it. You
know
that song came out 2 years ago?
Is it?
Yeah, I was watching the video yesterday because we don't really watch videos these days, do you?
But that's the thing with TikTok. Like, old stuff resurfaces again.
Yeah, and I was thinking 2 years ago, even Tommy was in the video. Tommy, the fighter in Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, you know, I thought you meant Tommy as in Power Tommy. I was going to say
He's in Nicki Minaj's new video.
Oh, yeah, the one with Lil Baby.
Yeah, but I don't know that song. Okay, basically, I've just had it. Obviously, because at first I thought, okay, I'm not going to go to Nicki's day because it's not that deep.
Mm-mm-mm.
But then I thought, oh, that's actually rude. Am I actually not going to do that? But I realised that from the Queen, so anything up until the Queen album,
mm-hmm.
that's my Nicki. after the Queen album, sorry, she didn't, that album didn't happen. None of that happened.
Yeah.
Because that's when she just started moving mad and moving weird. So I'm rocking with the old Nicki.
I'm glad that City Girls are coming though, because I remember we've talked about this before, about the City Girls coming to UK. So yeah, because JT was in jail at that time.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, can't wait for her to come out. They're going to come to UK. Da, da, da. But even then, I don't know what it is with me, but
yeah, I think you've definitely graduated.
Yeah, I've grown out of City Girls. Like, I love them. But I'm going to love you from afar.
I'm kicking my ass over there.
But it'll be interesting to see them abroad. Because I don't know if this is their first concert abroad. Like, not concert.
Yeah, I think festival.
Performance abroad, isn't it?
I think so.
I haven't seen them travel. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen travel. I'm really, like, I'm so proud of them. I'm really excited to see them. Like, so, I think they'll be so lit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ridiculous. Like, it's going to be a hot girl summer, so I can say.
100%.
It's Megan, it's City Girls, it's Cardi, Doja Cat.
I'm really excited for the Friday.
Are you kidding me?
Because initially I was like, oh, humble birds with Wireless.
Yeah.
But, sorry, I got distracted there. But yeah, no. So when I saw the lineup, I was like, okay, like properly.
Yeah.
I was like, this is looking lit.
Nice.
I think Saturday's Sad Girl Season Day. Because it's got Summer Walker, SZA, and I feel like that's Sad Girl, like, you know, Sad Girl Season. I feel like that's their day.
What day is that? Friday?
The Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. I'm not going Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. I feel like that's be in your bag, like be the sad girl. Babe. Yeah. But Friday and Sunday,
baby. Definitely.
And I think they're sold out the Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, because I got the package.
Yeah, I think they're sold out.
What I really wanted as well was to get Saturday to see, of course, J. Cole. But I'll be so honest here. Can I get free things?
Why?
Why am I always paying for stuff?
Oh, and the inflation of the prices.
I think because of the way, like, it's the playlist.
Hi.
We're good, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, we just started, but take a seat.
Because there's someone after us, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, take a seat.
You can take a seat, and then we'll introduce you in a second.
Okay.
I think their lineup, they went in so heavy.
Mm.
I get the price.
I'm sorry, but it jumped from, what, 60?
No, but when I started going to Wireless, it was like 60, 50 pounds. So the inflation is mad. But then, do you know what someone said though? They were saying how, like, you see all these acts. I think it was a notion, listen, actually.
Mm.
She was saying how, like, you see all these people for that price, but then really, like, one ticket. Because I'm seeing their video tomorrow for, like,
I hear it.
Nearly 100, I think.
I hear it, but I ain't seen them all at the same time. As in, like, I have to dedicate time to... in like each individual act. So technically my money's been like it works out the same, if that makes sense.
Like,
they're not coming out
like 10 people in one day.
No, but they're not coming out one after another. It's like because some are going to be here, some are going to be there, like they're going to be on one stage.
I guess so.
So my money it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whereas with David O and Drake and that, it's one person I'm focused on the whole entire time.
So David, okay, actually let's introduce our guest and I'm going to get into that because O2 is starting to piss me off. But Hi. So yeah, we've got our guest, guys. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, everyone. I'm actually late.
That's okay.
Just wanted to put it out there.
They would have known, you know.
I should have said it, right? So I'm Christina. Ruby's actually on her way. I'm one of the co-founders of VAM.
Woo, woo.
Lovely.
Thanks, thank you for joining us.
I feel like it's black girl excellence in here.
Yeah. What do they call it? Black girl magic.
Black girl, that's it. Black girl magic.
Thank you.
Lovely. Are you okay? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've just been at home. So
yeah, be like that.
At home working.
Oh, I was gonna say resting.
I was trying to rest, and I had to clean my house because Ruby's staying at my house tonight. So okay. I was like, let me clean it. I can't be chilling in my own.
Are you guys?
No,
like
the house
night?
Is different.
Yeah.
When you're in your house, but when you have guests, you have to extra.
Yeah, you have to like go above. Yeah.
They can't show your true self.
Yeah, you can't. So actually, you can't. Has to clean properly.
Cute.
I get you. Well, I think we'll wait for her to come, and then we can talk about like VAM properly.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there then?
Well, while you guys are talking, I was messaging someone saying,
listen, I'm trying to get a ticket, okay?
Is it actually sold out?
Well, the thing is...
don't do this.
The thing is, right...
Don't embarrass my friend.
No shade, yeah?
Okay.
But because the last David O concert I went to, they said sold out.
Mm. Where was it?
O2
again. They were saying sold out.
What? The big O2?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
the
then...
O2.
On level 4... I'm seeing
it's white
black curtains.
Yeah,
so basically they covered up the seats.
That's what they do.
So is it really sold out, or sold out the seats that you?
I think
wanted?
This time it is sold out because I follow Smaid on Snapchat, and he said how he's gone to pick up the final tickets.
Okay,
and he said he was selling it at his lounge. So I'm gonna just assume that it's finished. And also, Davido's flown in everybody. Like, everybody's here. So,
oh, where's everybody here?
As in the driver, like his driver back.
Everybody's
here.
The child is here. Don't the child have school? The child is here too. Like everybody, even there's a Nollywood actress. Her name is Eniola Badmus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know that? That auntie, she's here.
Not that auntie.
What do you think she's gonna come on stage?
I don't know. I was thinking, do what does she do?
Do some quick comedy skit or something.
No, I'm not there for that. Because I'm not gonna, I saw Chum on the private jet. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't need her walking on the stage again because that's what she did that last time.
Oh, is it? But were at the screaming, end, though, I'm sure people were like,
For
it
that
was
song.
It, no, what but do you know what it was? Oh, Assurance.
Yeah.
No, it was at the end she came, but it was silly because. I thought she came to say congratulations, but personally, I think you could do that off stage because she came here and it was just before, like, it was just after his boys been spraying champagne.
Mm. On the stage, on the O2 stage.
Okay, and I said, babes, you got heels on, so if you drop now, what
so
happened?
It was a health and safety hazard for you.
First of all, it was a health and safety. I said, I don't want you to be a meme. I don't like that. And furthermore, there was no need because she literally came, hugged him and then walked off.
No, but they do that a lot though, especially when the Assurance came out. They were doing that whole, I'm going to come and kiss you on your cheek. I'm proud of you, babe.
So I'm not here. I'm actually not paying to see you.
So I wasn't surprised.
Because that's cutting into my Davido time. So don't do that.
Yeah, no.
That is.
Now I'm looking forward to it. But that's what I was going to say. O2 tweeted how it started. So, you know, typically with O2, the doors open at 6:30.
Yeah.
These heifers going to tell me that the show starts at 6:30.
Ooh.
And I feel like it's a setup. I feel like they know it's a black event.
Mm.
And they're trying to prevent the whole whiskey shenanigan when people are acting like they have their home training. And I think they're trying to get people in there. Because why would the show start? Because they said it's an extended set. But I don't see Davido shouting for 4 hours straight. Because 10:30 is the curfew.
That guy has got a pair of lungs on him. He will shout if he has to.
Well, they need to know that everyone's going to be late. They can't just
it's a black
they
event.
Can't just tweet that. Who saw that?
Yeah.
Mate, and then they were like, the doors open at 6 now, but show starts at 6:30. So basically, you're giving however many people it is in the O2 that sold out, 20,000, maybe. You're giving them 30 minutes to get into the venue in these COVID situations.
But that means
that's a lie.
People that are standing are going to be camping from 3 o'clock.
That's great. I'm going to see y'all at 8:30.
Yeah, they're standing people. Because I'll never forget, I stood for Watch the Throne, I think in like 2011.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, or 2012. And I was there revising.
Not revising.
Yeah, no, I was. 100%. No. But I was at the front as well. And Jay-Z winked at me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, girl.
That's my story.
And I'm sticking with it.
I'm sticking with it.
No, it's like the Wizkid concert. And my cousin was literally like revising like word for word.
You have to. I think it's so rude to go to a concert and you don't know the words.
And I was like, wow. Like me, boy.
I think it's so real. But I think that when I go to that J. Cole, because sometimes I'm in there and I'm seeing people that I know you're just here because it's a Tuesday night, it's something to do.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's probably fans who couldn't get in here, you know? Do you know the words?
They should have been quicker though, on the level.
True.
They should have been quicker.
True that.
True that. That is very true.
We all have the same 24 hours.
Okay.
Please don't start.
Okay. Now that's so funny. I'm so
but you know what's so funny? Even with that 24 hours thing, it's the fact that the People's Queen I was shocked at the fact that the People's Queen was getting ridiculed like that because I thought she could never do no wrong.
You're Molly.
Yeah.
They've been telling us English since she was inside the house.
No, but this one,
because
you know
what?
Tore her
up. They've been calling her gold digger. They said she's only with Tommy for money.
Wait,
when she was in the house.
Huh?
Remember, when they were on Love Island?
Yeah, but whose money was she with?
Oh, Tommy, because Tommy.
Apparently, Tommy, because he's a boxer, isn't it?
Boxer family.
Right, I think Tommy sis has more money.
What's that guy called again? Fury.
Tommy Fury, yeah.
Yeah.
But people were saying that. When they were in the house, people were saying that she's. Because she's with him for the money.
What? I'm still trying to understand what money.
When you find it,
his brother's a boxer. Tyson Fury, that's it.
So yeah, but what money does doesn't make you rich because your brother's rich.
But I'm assuming
if your dad is rich. If your dad is rich, okay, cool. Have you ever heard someone say, yeah, my brother's rich, so I'm rich?
No. In the black community, I hear that a lot.
If anyone says
like, especially
me,
like if you're rich, like celebrities wise, be like, oh yeah, like yeah, we're rich to you. My brother's so and so. You don't know my brother or you don't know my
maybe auntie. For the clout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
more
for
than
the clout.
The
rich.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But they've been coming for her. So when that happened, I wasn't even shocked. But
because I wanted to say as well, because from a PR standpoint, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say Molly was your client, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you recover
rectify
from that? Because that's
Ruby, you know what? Ruby just pulled up and this is a question for her.
Okay. Hey, all right.
Come inside and yeah, answer just... this question. There you go.
Because there's another situation as well that I want to talk about recently with the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett where...
I know, but you know, I'm just on this. I couldn't really answer the phone. I was literally just messaging you. Oh, come inside.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay.
You came just in time because...
Do you want to speak into the mic so just see if I can hear you?
Oh, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello.
Yeah, perfect. Oh. Perfect. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, do you want to quickly introduce yourself before we start?
Oh, yeah. If you introduce yourself, please.
Well, how did you do yours?
Very basic.
Okay. I'm Ruby, co-founder and head of PR at Vamp.
Woo woo.
I just wanted to check that mic was on. Sorry.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the Molly Mae 24 hours thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just thinking, from a PR standpoint, if that was your client, how do you recover from, first of all, what's your thoughts on it? Do you all actually have the same 24 hours? And if that was your client, like, what would you do to rectify?
Okay, so first question. Of course, in theory, we all have 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
But we don't all have the same access and resources and opportunities to utilize those 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
So I know where she was coming from. It was just very poorly worded.
Yeah.
I just want to say Beyonce said it first. So I just want to say,
yeah,
thank
Beyonce 100% said it first.
And I find it very cringy when other people use it.
No, but you know what it is as well, though? So many, this is how
this is not the first billionaires person.
Sell those little seminars.
And life coaching seminar thing.
This is the formula.
Yeah.
I think we didn't like
it. But I think it was also from where she said it from. She said it from a place of massive privilege.
Mm.
So I think that's like, I don't know. I think you know Beyonce's story more than I do, but you know, I don't her
super,
background.
Super fan.
Were her parents very rich?
She was middle class.
So I guess some people could question that
too.
No,
but then the thing is, I think it's different because I have a different opinion on this thing.
Wait,
let me finish.
Okay, you go. Hold on.
But then also, no offense to Molly, she's great. But Beyonce is a worker. She's got a God-given talent.
Yeah.
And then she works hard at that talent and goes beyond, above and beyond in her performance, everything. Mm. So I feel like even if it's questionable that she said it, it still makes a bit more sense than some people might think Molly's statement made sense because, you know, we work with influencers. We know how hard they work. Yeah. But it's not brain surgery or anything similar to that where we can all be like, even the work we do, like, I'm not going to pretend and say that I work as hard as, or the work I do could be considered the same as somebody else who has the same 24 hours as me. It's just not the same.
It depends
on where you're, what position you're saying it from. But then additionally,
it's a long point.
If it was my client, I would just get her to say, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. This is what I meant. Thank you for your support. Goodbye.
Yeah,
keep it simple. Yeah. Like, done.
Because I feel like a lot of celebrities get forced to say sorry about things that they don't actually feel sorry about.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to please people. So I'm just thinking, like,
I can't lie. Unless I have a bag on the line, I'm not saying sorry, you know.
And that's the reality for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know that's why they say sorry.
Because you know what it is as well with like messages or like conversations or whatever it is, I could say something knowing what it is that I mean. The way you interpret it is different based on your life, your experiences and whatever else that could have happened. And
same with you,
do you get what I mean? So I can't apologize for everyone's interpretation. But if you don't agree with it, then that's fine. You don't agree with it. But I think people don't understand that it's okay not to agree with people. Like, it's actually, no one's going to tell you a singlet. It's fine if you don't agree with me.
Some people will love to.
Yes, absolutely.
But
it's okay not to agree with people. And it's okay for it to be like, you know, I like this influencer, whatever. But on this particular topic, I don't like your take on it. Yeah. But I will listen to everything else that I can relate to. But on this particular thing, I don't relate to, and that's fine.
Yeah.
This whole coming to find. But now when people tear them. Singlets, people don't tear your singlet only.
Oh dear.
They tear your bra, your knicker,
your pants,
like, they're trying to get everything. Your friends involved, your family. Like, why? Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's crazy.
It's true, that's true.
It's crazy.
So your opinion, ma'am?
I mean, she's been waiting.
I thought, skip me. I thought we were going to be.
No.
Because I feel like I've got a controversial opinion.
Oh, God.
I think, first of all, Beyonce said it first, as I said.
Yeah.
So she's been saying that, yeah. And I can't lie, we do have the same 24 hours in a day. Know. But
okay, the literal sense, right?
From someone who's come from a place of unprivileged, that's how I would even call it,
mm-hmm.
no privilege whatsoever, who's worked hard to get to a certain place.
Yeah.
And like we always say at uni, remember at uni, we were all like, we've all come from different backgrounds, but we're still in the same
place.
You know what I mean? We all had different types of education.
Yeah.
But we ended up in Coventry University. But I think that it's about how you, like, how you structure your day and how you use those 24 hours. And I think that's simply what she was trying to say. I feel like when people get into this kind of like privileged conversation, I just see it the other way. I think I was tweeting about it and I was like, don't let these people on Twitter tell you, oh, you know, don't let Molly May tell you you've got the same 24 hours in a day. You got to think about your self-care. You got to make sure at work you don't work too hard, you know. But no, don't work hard at work, then you'll get fired. Don't listen to these people that tell you to put half the effort in life
and see
where you're going to get. Because these same people are putting maximum effort.
I'm sure they are.
But they try to make it look like.
Yeah.
It's those people that will be revising for exams.
I was about to say, and then they'll be like, oh, I didn't really study you.
Yeah.
Now you got A star.
So mum used to warn me. I never believed her. I said, mum, no, they're not.
Yeah, I never believed that.
No, it's mad. Because I feel like even recently as well. So I saw Will Smith and Jada on the red carpet recently. And they've been doing a lot, like over the past year, I feel like.
Two years.
With like Jada's entanglement, Will's book and everything, and his sexual addicts and all this kind of palaver.
What is it?
And the vomiting.
Is he addicted to sex? No, he said he one time he had sex so many times he was vomiting.
Yeah.
Because
back in the day.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And they were on the red carpet recently. And I think Laverne Cox basically made a joke about the entanglement thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And a lot of people were like, this is what happens when you air out your dirty laundry and people be like making jokes out of it and like unnecessary. And I just thought, is it a thing where when you tell your stuff out there, it gives people opportunity to basically make a joke out of it? Or is it a thing where it's just like, you know what, I said it and it's just going to be out there, so I might as well just take it kind of thing?
No, I think if you put anything out there, it gives people the opportunity to do anything they want to do with it.
Because people were saying it was inappropriate because it was a red carpet. No, it shouldn't be.
You can get it anywhere.
I think you can, but I don't think you should.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, if you have.
It's like a moral thing.
Exactly. If you've been brought up well, you have manners.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Then
what if you're a journalist, a gossip journalist, then there's no such thing as moral.
There is still have a journalist code.
Jason, don't.
It's even like
Jason. Can we? I'll start laughing for that.
But no, but like journalists still have like a code of conduct. They still have to, especially if they want to continue being a journalist that people trust from the celeb side and like from the public
side.
But
this day and age, though.
Yeah, they don't have that as much anymore.
But do journalists really, though? Because when you think. Imagine like a tragedy happens, and they're like, oh, you have to go and speak to the victim's family. Do you get what I mean? Stuff like that. Do they really have?
No, because what's annoying about some journalists is that they'll have the sort of their rules and regulations for some things and not others, or they'll flip-flop it. Who is it? Jason Lee, all these people, they'll be the first to say, I don't reveal my sources. So that's your only number one rule, but all the other rules you can let go of.
There's
that's what I think anyway. So yeah.
I don't know. But I do think if you put something out there, like, sadly, even with podcasting, I'm sure even with us, people have some views. But I feel like, I accept it I come here, I talk.
Yeah.
And so it's unfortunately, it's one of the things.
I think it's very important for people to separate, like, what people say and, like, the person that they are.
Because
I don't know, I think you could wake up on one side of the bed one day and just think everything is terrible. Like that week before your period in the office, I tell you, I'm vexed today.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me this week, boy.
Anything I say, don't even take it to heart.
Don't
even
mind
it. So
it's true.
Like, I think people should kind of relax, like what you were saying before about what did you say? About people being allowed to
have different opinions.
Have different opinions.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not, just because I don't know, it's hard to explain.
I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean, because it's like, Do you know what it's about? That's why I'm never for the cancellations that happen when people bring up people's old tweets. Because I feel like people grow, even with us, like with the pod, the stuff that we're probably saying on episode 20, 147 episodes later, I don't agree with that. Yeah. I'm sorry. But I think people, when you put stuff out there, people don't allow you, people don't give you grace. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't give you the grace to grow or the grace to change your mind.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I could say something today, and then when this episode comes out on Monday, I'll be like, actually, I don't really think that anymore. Do you get me?
Yeah.
People don't give you that grace.
And I think a lot of celebrities back in the day were allowed so much grace.
Oh, everybody's face.
They were chatting shit back then.
Chatting shit.
So much.
Horrible. Committing crime.
Colorist.
Crimes.
Yeah.
But I think they will be unacceptable.
It's two things though. It's they were allowed a lot of grace, but then also the visibility wasn't there on the other side. So if I see a celeb or whoever say something mad, I can tweet my thoughts and get loads of people backing me, and then it'll cause a ruckus. Whereas back in the day, what are they gonna do? Write into local newspaper.
You know?
You know what I mean?
Write a blog or something.
Yeah, like there's nothing there to fuel the fire.
I don't know. Everybody knew about R. Kelly back in the day.
But we couldn't tweet about it.
Yeah, what could they do?
Yeah.
No, there was stuff they could do.
He went on TV and they asked him about Aaliyah, and they asked him, why did you give her a golden shower? Did you give her a golden shower? Did you?
No, but
you
social media. Media.
I'm talking about
on TV. I'm talking about average Joes.
No, but everybody saw
even that. What's that guy? It was Hollywood guy as well.
No, I mean, like, as in, that was a one-to-one interview, right?
Yeah, but it was broadcasted everywhere.
No, I know, but yeah, so once those people see it, what do they do then?
Because social media wasn't there where we could tweet and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was individual conversations amongst
us. Exactly.
They could have done stuff.
But people were still going to the concert.
But the thing is, I feel like there's a reason.
That's a different
point. Women are still trying to build them out.
No, but with R. Kelly, I feel like there's a reason why he got charged now. Like,
100%.
Because back then, it's the same crimes he's getting charged
for. He hasn't had a reason why. That we know of, but it's because of the amplification of people talking about
and
it amongst
the Me Too
themselves
movement,
online.
All these things, So.
To be fair as well, I feel like even with that situation, situations like that, some men can't open up because you're washing your closet. You don't want that out.
Exactly. And it's obviously, we love and hate social media, but for stuff like that, I'm all for it because it means that certain people can go to jail.
Go to jail.
Go to jail.
Young
man.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're waiting for you to come. I wanted to talk about VAMP.
Yeah.
Let people know how your journey started.
First of all, congratulations.
Congratulations on 5 years.
On 5 years. I think that is so amazing because, like, we started, 5 years ago as well?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your birthday this year.
Yeah. So to see, like, black business or black creative businesses like grow and still like have the same focus of like amplifying black creative and stuff like that is amazing because
making a mark.
It's not easy. It is not easy.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And you guys are still together.
Yes. No, I'm joking.
I think that's been the biggest thing about our business. I think people are so surprised that we're still friends.
Like still friends.
It could easily be like a Destiny Child situation.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things I want to talk about actually. I'll get into it.
They can still be friends, but they don't work together.
Yeah, but Beyonce wants to be the anyway.
Don't get her started.
She wants Beyonce.
She has to do it because if she didn't do it, then today I wouldn't have sweet dreams. Hold on.
But no, because I think that's one of like the key things for me is be able to grow with the people that you started with and see the successes and the stuff like that. So like one thing I want to know is like what keeps you guys like together?
Because you know people always say about friends that like, if you can't don't get in business with your friends,
okay, I'd say two things. One, this was not strategic, but we have another group chat.
Okay.
Called Hi. Was it called Hi? All Things Not Vamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we gossip with that one. So I think that helps.
Okay.
So you keep work separate, kind of?
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to, but somebody comes and brings work things into it.
Oh, yeah, it's because my other phone doesn't send voice notes. I send voice notes to that one.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a technical issue.
But otherwise, it works. But then also, we're still friends with our original friendship group from uni. So we still all go out together with our girls from uni. So I think those are two elements that
And even
if we wanted to
uni, they do our like one of our friends does our accounting, our friend does our HR.
Okay.
Wow. So like we're always together.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. So I think that does really help it allows us to, even if we were beefing each other, we still have to hang out. So
yeah, it's one of those ones, isn't it?
And also, we're quite understanding because we knew each other before we started the business, that we were very close before.
Okay.
So we're very understanding of each other's situations. We don't really like take things personal. Okay. I think, I think it's the big element of taking things personal because we know nothing's coming from like a very bad place.
Respect.
That's sick.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get started?
So it was just good old uni chinwags. We were always...
I love that word.
Me too. I love that word. Chinwagging. We were just always gallivanting at uni in different ways. We used to do a different events and Tina and I were part of ACS and Rumbi and her partner used to do events. So we were just always around.
Yeah.
And then Tina and I both did a placement year. And while we were on our placement year, Tina, came up with the idea that, guys, let's start something. Like, there's something here. We don't know what it is, but let's start something, see where it goes. And then about 2 years later, we realized what we wanted to do.
Okay.
And that's the Vamp you know today.
That's amazing.
That is sick. That is sick. So in terms of, like, your business and stuff, like, when was it that, like, pivotal moment where you thought, rah, okay, we're actually going somewhere with this, or, like, this isn't just a little chinwag that we were just chatting about. Like, this is actually something. Like,
Do you know what? I realized really late, like 2 years ago.
What was the
point? That's very mad as well. It was COVID. When COVID happened, I think I've said this before.
Because a lot of businesses weren't shut down. Yeah.
I think when COVID happened and we were like, because you got to remember, we manage influencers and we manage influencers that we manage. And then we have a network of influencers that we support as well. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of campaigns that had to get paused during the pandemic. So there was a lot of money that was supposed to come that didn't come.
Yeah.
So what we had to do was like have a meeting and create like a war room. Remember that war?
Yeah, we re-strategized.
When we re-strategized, created like an Excel list of all the brands that will thrive during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Got all their emails, emailed them all about our influencers and stuff like that. And then when we did that, I was like, we're a real business because in my eyes, a real business is one that can pivot and re-strategize and adapt
to the circumstances. So,
but obviously I'm not shading any business students.
Actually, no, but the shoe fits, darling.
No shade.
I'm playing a plane.
But yeah. Okay, well, that's a good one. I think for me, it was when we all got on payroll.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the first few years, it was just not that. And it wasn't regular money. But I knew that was part of the process, but I hadn't really thought about when it would start feeling official and getting, you know, your pay slip every month and that sort of thing. That made it feel official for me. So, yeah, I think from then.
Mm. So did you work alongside Vamp at the beginning?
We all did very briefly. Okay. In terms of when we registered the business, which was in early 2017, Tina was working, but then she quit her job that same month.
Okay.
And then I quit my job in April, and then Rumbi quit her job in August.
Okay.
So
that's quite very early on. Mm-hmm.
We took a leap of faith.
Yeah, that's good.
By God's grace, it worked out.
Thank God.
I see.
Look at God.
No, honestly, because I always say as well that, like, I'll if that was me, I'll be scared to like take that leap of faith and quit because I'm just so like used to my monthly check coming in and just like so I honestly rate people that do that because it's not easy.
A big element of it is us all being together.
Mm,
I feel like if it was on my own, I would never have done it ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good when you work with other people and your close friends.
Yeah.
Because you can bounce off each other, you can support each other.
Yeah.
And like when one person's got it, if one person doesn't have it, the other two can have it. Do you get
me? Yeah,
that
exactly.
kind of balance.
Mm. Exactly.
Do you guys remember the first brand you worked with?
Yeah, the first brand we worked with was Smashbox.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I used to love their primers.
Their primer.
Yeah,
it was a good primer. It was before everybody was really on primers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I remember what it looks like as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were working with a makeup artist called Mahina, who we were actually with yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we planned a makeup masterclass with Smashbox.
Okay. Sick.
Yeah, so that was our first client, so to speak. And that was kind of like the birth of us wanting to work with influencers in a bigger capacity.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, that was May?
March.
Really? Oh yeah, March. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Tina, it's March.
Do you know what we realised? It's 10 years of our friendship.
Yeah.
In September.
That's amazing.
5 years of
we need to find the date.
And then It's 5 years right now since
we need to find the date of the smash.
If you go on your Snapchat, I'm sure it's going to do flashback memory.
Do you know Snapchat memories? Yeah, it's actually big up best memories. Thing.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be a bit of a. I don't want to remember that nigga that, you know.
Let me say something about Valentine's Day.
But you know, annoys me is that when you try to delete, it'll be like, delete from memories. No, darling, delete it. Delete, clear. Not just from today, you're right. Because next year I'm going for the same thing again. No, delete.
No, honestly. That is so funny. No, honestly. Yeah.
What's been your favorite brand to work with?
And your least favorite?
Ooh. From
Sheboy. Oh, damn.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, favorite. Damn. I don't know.
Because at this point, you guys would have created like long relationships with a few. Yeah.
I think, okay, for me, I'd say Benefit.
You pay the invoices on time.
But no, my is Benefit for a couple of reasons. One, the old PR manager there, I became really good friends with her. And you know, you have a good relationship when like you can text and call them anytime. And it's just like you don't have to do that small talk. It's like
straight to the point.
It's like, hey, you got a second. I need this. And that's what she would do, and that's what I would do. And I think that's the sign of a really good relationship.
Yeah.
But also before the boom of all the brands trying to work with black and like diverse influencers, Benefit were one of the first.
Okay.
And not just one of the first to do gifting or a little bit of money. They pump money into influencers that are really loyal to their brand.
Okay.
And like they took some of our, well, they did a massive trip to Mexico.
Okay.
And they took a bunch of influencers. And to this day, I think.
It wasn't even Mexico. I think it was like Hawaii.
No, it was Mexico. It wasn't Hawaii, but now I'm not thinking it was Mexico. Anyways, it was a lit trip. They had like their own private island.
Oh, wow.
And they produced content. Like, it was so lit, but it was crazy. To this day, the most diverse influencer trip I've ever seen.
Mm. I think I might have seen that on YouTube. You probably did. Diana went.
Did she?
No, is that the one Patricia and Miriam went?
Yeah.
It was Nas is what?
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of. Yeah, that. And so they've just been really, really loyal. And their products are great. So that also.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
And what's yours?
Who's your fave?
Do you know what? Yeah. I don't really have a fave.
I know.
I think mine is more of like.
The opposite.
I don't really have a fave. I have more of like my friends who have businesses that are my faves.
Because
I think we can lean a lot on the back in the day, I used to call it the startup community. Not even startups. The black business community.
Mm,
I can lean a lot on our friends who have businesses who are either on the same level of us or level as us or more or like, you know, whatever. But yeah, they're my faves because if we want to partner with them, they'll always be at the Guap magazine.
And we can first do that. No signals. We know we can trust them. Mm. We can trust them. We know their work ethic.
Yeah,
and like as we move up, we want the people we work with to move up and vice versa. They bring us with them as well. So good answer.
The least, I don't know.
No comment.
You don't want to shade any.
We don't want to get you. We don't want to, you're losing a bag.
That's it's okay.
I'm thinking, is anyone I don't care about? Anyone? Anyone where you want to open your mouth about? No?
No.
She said no.
No, it's fine. Because even with like diversifying, like black content and stuff, because we all saw what happened during like the Black Lives Matter movement and certain brands putting up the wrong pictures and stuff like that. And so for me, I'm just thinking like, has it been easier since then to put forward your clients compared to before? Because now like brands are actively trying to be diverse and multicultural and all these buzzwords that people use nowadays compared to before, whereas like you proper had to prove to them why they should, you know.
I would say definitely it is easier. But it's still like...
Still very up.
So Rimby, our co-founder, she is head of talent. So she's the one that does the budget. Like she works with brands and influencers closely to like get budgets, do build collaborations. And she always complains about the fact that she's still out here trying to negotiate with these brands to pay the influencers.
Like decent amounts.
Decent amounts.
Yeah. Is it black influencers?
Yeah.
But the thing is, we only work with black influencers, so we never really get to see the other side. So when people ask us about that disparity, we kind of know it.
We know it based on multiple things. Like either the girls will come, the influencers will come and tell us, rah, I went to this shoot, or and they were talking about a campaign they'd done previously and someone said this. Mm. Or if we're friends with the brand and we hear certain things, like, but Tina's right, we don't actually have as much insight as we'd love to have to be able to push. But at the same time, we've worked out how much our girls are worth, or the influencers we work with are worth.
Mm. And don't get it twisted, a lot of our influencers are only going to work with brands that pay them what they're supposed to be paid. Like, that's it. But it's just that sometimes it can be quite difficult, you know, getting to that number.
Yeah.
Or like, why can't we just start on that number? Like,
why do we gotta do all this? Wet and bleed.
It's actually so mad that racism has not one day off.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tired?
They're not.
Mm. In every single possible like industry you could think of. Like, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah. They brush it off that, like, for us, it's like a struggle, but for them, it's like, meh.
Yeah,
like they just
is what it is.
But then I just think that in this UK, like these teams that are in these
teams,
they're just full of people that just are not in the culture but are trying to get into the culture,
and will copy the culture by using
and they're the pioneers.
Yeah, using like watered down versions.
Yep.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
like,
the founders.
Yeah, yes, and I'm just
basically,
like,
because the amount of times we've seen campaigns where we're like, what, like. Whether it's our influencers or influencers that we worked with in the past, we know they'd be perfect for it, but they've picked somebody who they believe as a brand represent the black community. Mm. It's like, who told you?
Are you looking at that? Like, that ain't it.
Like, who told you that that was the case?
Yeah.
So it's much easier, but it is still really hard. And I think us celebrating the 5 years is nice to look back and reflect, because prior to this, as I said, this boom, we were still getting results. And so if we started now,
definitely
it's still,
make more money.
Huh? Oh yeah, we make more money. But because that's because of the boom. And because we pushed, and because we were there before, it's been easier now. Whereas if we started a business now, it'd still be fairly easy, but we would still be trying to get our foot in the door. But
there's also a lot of other agencies.
Exactly. There's loads of other agencies that are opening up now because the brands are more receptive to them, and they're more open to working with diverse influencers. But when we started, there was like no other agency like us.
Yeah.
So to explain who we are and the fact that we only work with diverse. Yeah. And in fact, when we first started, we said that we work for women of colour. Then we were like, nah, allow it. We're going to just... the reason we didn't allow it is because we were like, let's focus on our, like the people we know and we are first.
Yeah.
Let's crack that and then we'll move on to the next and make sure that we're represented. Because our main thing is about representing the underrepresented. But we were like, let's actually put our heart and soul 100% into our people, specifically black women.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was no one else doing that. So, yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, no, you guys have done amazing things. Like, I can remember, like, so Miriam with the I Saw It First.
Yeah.
Like, I think for me, that was just like...
Yeah, that was...
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, shaking the table.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Amazing. That was amazing.
And then, like, the growth of Nella Rose as well, which is on several platforms. And I just think you guys are doing really, really, really amazing. So you guys should be really, really, like, proud of yourselves.
Yes. Thank you.
And also, like, the influencer marketing, like, it's kind of like, I feel like with podcasting, where there's so many influencers now compared to before, where you had, like, you had the OGs. Like, you had the people that you knew on YouTube, on Instagram. But now there's so many and everybody wants to, like, be an influencer and stuff. So what would you say it's, like, saturated? Because now literally everybody wants to tag their clothes on Instagram.
Yes.
And get a brand to...
Because I see a top and I want to know where the top is from.
And
you know what I mean,
influencer? And that's fine.
Yeah. I still want to know.
I'm guilty of it. But like, don't get me wrong, I did this as well, where people like will be hashtagging and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I do too. I'm tearing my own singlet here. So it's like, do you think it's like, there's too many now where it's just like, it's not authentic? Or is it like, do you know what? Get the bag.
You're saying no, okay.
What? It's so funny. I don't think so. I think that there should be more influencers. Mm-hmm. Because do you only like one influencer?
No.
Do you only like four or five?
Yeah.
If you look down your phone and how many influencers you follow, a large percentage of people you follow are influencers.
Yeah.
You want to be inspired. And I think with me, when I go on socials, I'm such a consumer. I don't create content because that's just not what I like to do. Mm-hmm. But influencers like to create content. But mm-hmm. I love to consume. Mm-hmm. I love to follow random pages. I follow hamster page. I follow.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway, let me not even tell you.
She really, really does.
Anyway, I follow so many different things because I just like to be inspired and love to see things. And yeah. I think we got to think that influencers can be seen as walking billboards. That's what people see them as. How many billboards do you see in
that's true.
You go to work? How many billboards do you see throughout your life, or when you go on holiday and stuff like that? Like everybody has their own market. People serve their own like area and purpose. So I think it's just because I hate that notion in general of people thinking just because people jump onto something that it's getting too much.
Yeah.
It's like business. It's like what. There's too many black people starting business.
You know,
yeah.
Is that a problem?
There's
one restaurant. We can't have another one.
It's too much.
And I also, you know what it does as well? It creates like a, it makes people work harder, I think.
Competition, isn't it? It's competitive.
Yeah, it's competition. Because now it's about personalities.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that.
100%.
That leads nicely onto my point.
100%.
I agree.
You've been a hater.
I think, yes, 100%. Like with us, like if we had decided not to start our business because there's other PR agencies or other talent agencies out there, we wouldn't be here today. However, yes, we worked hard, but also we found our niche, which we can always talk about. That with the I wish Rimby was here because Rimby's head of influencers, head of talent. But for us, we are always looking for influencers that have found their niche. It could be a small niche within fashion,
but I just don't feel like you're saying no. Then you're just saying that.
Yeah, I'm not saying no. Yeah, they should just. We just.
She has to say. She has to make that point.
Because we just started like a network of influencers.
But that's the thing. Our network. Look at our network. No two are the same. We're so strict.
Exactly.
Yeah. No two are the same. We're strict. And like, if someone hasn't unfortunately got into the network, we try to give them an explanation as to why.
Okay. That's good because you'll be getting rejections and they'll tell you why you got rejected.
We'll just leave you in the dark.
We'll give them like pointers of things that they can do really to improve because for us, well, the main point of the network is to help creators get to where they want to get to. Yeah. So for us, it's just about being different. Like, yeah, we just don't want, I was going to say something controversial.
The same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll say it. Okay, that makes sense.
No, I hear it because I feel like you go on Instagram and it's just, because I've seen people say Instagram was a photo sharing app, right?
Yes.
With your friends, you go out for a meal and stuff like that. Like people don't even share group pictures no more.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, I just wanted me in the picture.
Like now everything is very... Listen. Strategic.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Wow, we all selfish.
We're very selfish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
On TikTok, if you don't, you got to show people around. You can't just be about you all the time.
No, but not everyone is on TikTok to show.
Yeah, but
them.
Who cares about Instagram?
No, it's not about Instagram. It's about people.
No, I'm talking about social media in general.
I'm sorry, but I think that's for Facebook. Okay. That's for that over there. That is actually, when I got Instagram, I'm not really trying to see you, your friends, your business.
I don't care about your little friend.
I don't care about your little friend.
I don't mind your man.
Okay. Tag your male friends. Tag those ones.
I don't mind your man.
I actually don't care about your little friends. I'm sorry. That's not why I'm here.
No, because now, the most you get, like in photo dumps, I feel like people are free to... Post,
I'm enjoying this trend.
Yeah,
I love photos.
Post your nail, post your spaghetti bolognese. Like, you know what I mean? Variety.
That's kind of going back to the old Instagram.
It is.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Which I like.
People should show everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
But now it's very strategic.
So I think it's very strategic.
Yeah, so I just think, like, do your influencers ever come to you just think, I just want to post this, but I can't because.
It's not in line.
Because they got fake pages.
Okay, do they?
A lot of people have access, you know. That's how you find yourself on.
No, because I feel like it's going to be hard for you to want to be free. Like, let's just say if your brand is like, if you're somebody who's very on brand, right?
Yeah.
And you want to, let's just say, I don't know, like say something about sex or something, but
close friends, hon.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, do you ever feel like I just want to be myself?
Let me just say something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be on social media. Sometimes group chat.
Okay. True that.
True.
Please can you say that again? Because people, I know people in the back can hear that.
Even close friends, it'll
hello,
leak.
Is this thing on? Is this not every day? Is this camera on me? It's not everyday social media. This sometimes group chat. And I think, personally, no shade.
Shade.
But shade.
shade.
It's coming out, the shade's coming out like vomit.
We love it.
That's
we
like,
love
when
it.
You step into our realm, this is what happens. That's what
I told who it was.
Sorry.
I think a lot of people, when they put on like, people will put text on their stories and stuff like that. And I'm just like, sometimes when people come on socials and share certain things, I'm like, you need to talk to your friends. You need to write it in your journal.
Yeah.
Like, this needs, this is something that you should be being advised about. Like, you shouldn't be going to the internet
advise you.
From random frogs that don't know you from
frogs.
Adam.
It's
giving
true.
You advice.
No,
like, they don't know you.
Even a note. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just certain. Do self, what is it we always say we do? That journaling thing we do.
Self-reflection?
Yeah.
No. Gratitude. We write down in our notes.
Like journaling?
Nah, there's another word we use for it. But anyway, basically just leaving your notes. We don't need all of that.
Self-awareness?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's basically like, you know, it's like self-therapy. No, but when you write, when you just write it in your notes, just leave it there. So you're not sharing anybody.
Right.
It's just a kind of release.
Yeah, that's
what a lot of you need to be doing.
Yeah.
It will help. It's just, it's like, it helps a lot to just write stuff. Like, say you're going to text this guy, and you think, I need to tell him how I feel. Write in your journal.
Yep. Yeah, we've said this before as well. Yeah.
Or worst comes to worst, send it to your girl.
Yeah.
She'll be confused for 2 seconds.
But at least
it's
the right confusion. When a guy's confused, he won't reply.
Yeah. Confuse your friend then to
confuse a guy. Because they will air you.
Because I feel like we live in an era of like as you said, like personality is like the it thing right now.
Yeah.
I think people also feel like they want to share a bit of their personality and like their day to day, but then you end up just sharing a little bit.
But your personality is not you telling people about certain things.
Yeah,
that's
true. But for some people, they like could genuinely really think that's.
But you know what? That's why I think it's not natural to you, and you're forcing yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
If it's natural to you, that it shines into your soul to bring out something that people shouldn't know. Then it's not social media. Yeah. Probably isn't the best place
for you.
Honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that. Same. I feel like that's how you know who is. Because you know, we had this wave, and we spoke about when Esther came on here, and we like how there was a wave of YouTubers, and how like she's obviously an OG YouTuber, and there was a wave of them just doing what they came to do, and that's it.
Yeah,
but then
the
wave starts to shift.
Yeah,
to like now we want to know more about your personal life, and we saw some people struggle with that because it wasn't natural to them. So
and they felt
was
forced
quiet.
Into it.
And then
there's some, no shade, who overshare so much, like in terms of like altercations, and do you know what I mean? So it's just like you have. There's no for
that
some people. That's
part of their brand, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then
if we go into that line, realm,
yeah,
I'm queen of reality.
Yeah, Tina loves.
So I think if you're creating a persona online where you don't mind and it's not affecting you, then you're fine. I just think it's all about how you are being affected
as a person,
as a person when you're on social media.
That's true.
If you're out here beefing people online, but you're at home sleeping like a baby, it's fine.
You know, fair enough, that's true.
But if you're at home and you've got insomnia, you can't handle all the stress of people commenting on your life, then this shouldn't be something that you do all the time.
No, that's,
just my opinion.
No, that's true.
Yeah, it makes sense,
No,
but ladies, we've had to come to the ends of the episodes. We're going to have to have you guys back on just to just...
Yes, this was fun.
And then one day, we'll come and say no shade.
Love
so
it.
We'll say something that we can then be like, no shade.
No shade.
I feel like I said something.
Did you say something? You feel like you said something
yourself? I said no shade, but shade.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Now it's your turn. Go on, Ruby. Say
something. I feel like what I said at the beginning about Molly May and influencers was no shade.
Yeah.
Some light shade, you know, some lukewarm tea.
That's the sprinkle you need.
Yeah.
Shade light. Anyone who catches it.
Yes, but if you don't,
that's what you should call it.
Honestly, the girls that get it, get it.
The girls that get it. Exactly. But could you please let our listeners know where they can find you and all that good stuff, please?
Yes, so we are on Vamp UK on Instagram. Lovely. I'm also Vamp UK on TikTok. Our TikTok account is popping.
Popping.
Okay, big up the lit team.
Yes, our social team.
Our social team.
Yeah.
Love it.
Vamp Social or Vamp UK on most of the social platforms.
Yeah, and then our personal Instagrams, Christina OK on everything.
Are you guys going to be doing anything for the 5 years?
Yeah.
How
we're doing some
get
things. We're going to be doing some competitions on our socials. So make sure you guys check that out this week and next week. We're going to do some takeovers with some of our influencers. Who's going to give some tips on like how to get into the industry and do some other bits. Nice. And some other bits. So just stay tuned.
Okay, lovely. But
guys,
thanks for listening. Please hashtag No Shade Pod. Let us know how you find the episode. DM us, do all that lovely stuff. Why is Brent, please? and you can find me at My Own Royalty on all the socials.
Yep, and you can find me at Ikea Aubrey _ on Instagram and Twitter. And we're signing out, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.